Anybody in the area impacted by the flooding is invited to a disaster relief meeting scheduled in the KMMO listening area today. According to a release from Saline County Emergency Management Agency Director Tony Day, the Multi-Agency Resource Center, or MARC, is a central location for local and state agencies and human services to answer your questions and provide information and disaster relief assistance. Services available may include insurance information, legal services, food stamp replacement services, emergency financial assistance, and much more. The meeting is scheduled to be held from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at Brunswick High School at 1008 County Road. Attendees are asked to bring their identification and proof of address. Child care will be available at the location. During the meeting of the Saline County Commission yesterday, Emergency Management Agency Director Tony Day gave an update on the meeting he had scheduled with SEMA and FEMA representatives regarding flood damage.
Today, FEMA and SEMA are going to come to town. They want to look at some of the information I have, or I'm still trying to collect from the levee districts about the expenses they've had so far, and try to look at some of the damages so they can do an initial damage assessment. Make sure we reach our threshold for a disaster declaration. I've got a lot of pictures from a lot of levee districts. I'm gonna show them those and possibly take them around the county to look at some of the damages. A lot of it we can't get to because of the flooding. So I've had the levee district send me some pictures. I've talked to some of the road districts looking at their damage, and we can't because it's still underwater.
In other news, a Kansas City man who allegedly fled from authorities in a vehicle to avoid an attempted traffic stop on June 12th has been charged with a couple of felonies in Lafayette County and is due in court today. According to a probable cause statement, the Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper pursued the vehicle, which he said was traveling at over 90 miles per hour. After it struck spike strips, the vehicle continued and then spun out near the 26-mile marker on I-70 in Jackson County. The driver, 28-year-old Robert Barlow Alvarado, was apprehended after a short foot pursuit. There also were three other adults and a 9-year-old boy in Alvarado's vehicle. According to online court documents, Alvarado has been charged with a Class D felony for endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree, no sexual conduct, and a Class E felony for resisting arrest, detention, or stop by fleeing. Alvarado pleaded not guilty during his arraignment hearing on June 13th. His cause was continued for another hearing at 9:30 this morning at Lafayette County Circuit Court. Two area junior high student athletes are competing at the National Junior High Finals Rodeo this week in Huron, South Dakota. According to a news release, Carson Fuchs will be competing in goat tying and ribbon roping, and Alexis Neff will be competing in poles and breakaway roping. Fuchs, an eighth grade student at Beaker Middle School in Marshall, is the daughter of Robbie and Miranda Fuchs of Marshall. Neff is the daughter of Lance and Melissa Neff of the Hardeman area, and she is an eighth grader at the O'Rearville R4 school. According to the event's website, the championship performance will be televised on RFD-TV on Saturday. Performances start at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. each day. And for more information and daily competition results, you can visit the website nhsra.com. KMMO News Time is 7:35. Funeral service for 90-year-old Lorraine Weiss of Fayette, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Fayette. Burial will follow at Weiss Cemetery in Roachport. Fremont Free's funeral home in Fayette is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 91-year-old Dorothy Miner Shagan of Blackburn, who died Sunday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Blackburn Cemetery. Funeral service for 70-year-old Walter Gene Young of Nelson, who died June 22nd, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday. Burial will follow Saturday service at Pilot Grove City Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.